Well, I don't have rabies, but rabies is around us. It's everywhere. Well, actually, it's not everywhere, but a bat found inside a Webster Groves home on April 3rd tested positive for rabies. That made it the first confirmed rabies case in St. Louis County for 2025. I know what you're saying. April 3rd was a lifetime ago, and there could be more rabies. There could be. But the reason why I bring it up is because the people in the home who found that they had 8 or 9 bats in their house and they were catching them, because if you find a bat in your home, you don't want to catch it yourself, like with a bag. You want to lock it in the room and then call, like, health services, Department of Health, I guess, animal control. And because they have to capture those bats and they have to test them for diseases.
Yeah.
And did you know bats can bite you and you don't know it? They can bite you while you're sleeping and you don't know it.
But do they?
I think they do. That's how vampires are born. I don't know. All I know is that they can, because if you find a bat in your house, you have to get a rabies shot because you may have been bitten and you don't know it. So anyway, one of these bats tested positive for rabies. So the owners of the home had to go get rabies shots. So another thing is, this couple already spent $4,000 to have the bat problem fixed last year, and the bats came back. $4,000 to have the bats kicked out of their house, and they came back. So anyway, after they got the positive rabies test, they had to go to the ER. Say, hey, we need a rabies shot, which, yes, is still a series of shots. But that first day, Ronj, how much do you think it costs to get a rabies shot?
With or without insurance?
With insurance.
With insurance, I bet it would be $30.
I know, that's what it sounds like. I honestly thought it might be free because it's one of those things as a public service. It's not like billions of people are getting rabies shots. You're only getting them when you need them. So I actually thought it would be free. Well, here's the thing. Insurance does cover rabies shots, but not if they're arguing over if it's the pharmacy or the ER or the hospital who bills the rabies shot. So this couple had to pay out of pocket. The one-day bill for their rabies shots were, for the wife, $14,000 for her shot, and for the husband, $22,000 for his shot.
Come on, dude.
I don't know why these cost more. Do they charge you per pound? How much of the rabies shot you need?
It seems arbitrary.
Plus, they had to get 3 more rounds of shots at $500 each out of pocket. Quote, it's been an insurance nightmare the last 4 months, because apparently the pharmacy said the hospital is responsible and the hospital said the pharmacy is responsible. So while they're fighting, this poor couple who just had to capture 9 bats in their house, had to get rabies shots, have, what is that, $36,000 plus almost $40,000 of shots.
First of all,
$40,000.
There are like 80 things wrong with this. First of all, it shouldn't cost $40,000 for shots. Just shouldn't. There's no reason it should cost that much here. But we have a problem in this country with the way healthcare is administered and how much it costs. And I think we all know that.
Secondly, big rabies is screwing us over.
I do feel like we talked about this the other day when it comes to navigating big programs like Medicaid, mm-hmm. or, you know, the new rules that are going to be coming about, and how it seems intentionally confusing so that people can't get benefits. This feels like a very similar thing where you have these two entities fighting over who really has to pay for it. It's almost like it's intentionally confusing and cumbersome, and they make you deal with it almost like they don't want you to get care.
Yeah.
Right? They don't want you to come to the hospital. It's almost like they want you to not ever be well. I don't understand why things are like this, other than there are people who are benefiting from it, like a very small percentage of people.
Yeah.
Monetarily, I And that's all it is. But the rest of us are getting screwed in the meantime.
Well, if you work for Mercy Pharmacy or Mercy Hospital, I wasn't going to dox anybody.
Get it together, man.
But hey, can you please let us know, Mercy Pharmacy or Mercy Hospital, which one of you bills the insurance company for the rabies shots? Because this poor couple, nine bats in their home, had to shell out $40,000 for rabies shots.
It's nuts.
So, quick PSA, in case you're wondering, oh my gosh, I think I might have bats. There are a lot of bats, by the way, I think in like rural Missouri, because two of my friends in college had bats in their apartments, like whether one went to Truman and one went to Missouri State. They had a ton of bats. At any rate, do not attempt to capture a live bat. Confine it to the room where it was discovered. Never release a bat found in a home if it was present where people were sleeping or if it was in a room with anyone who cannot describe the nature and extent of their exposure.
Should you, if you catch the bat, should you bite its head off?
Definitely not.
Okay.
St. Louis County residents should call DPH Animal Care and Control immediately so animal control officers can collect the bat for rabies testing. This couple, we should all be grateful they did the right thing. If you think you may have been exposed to a bat, St. Louis County residents can call DPH Communicable Diseases Investigators, 314-615-1630. To discuss the need. I got swooped by a bat once and almost got a rabies shot just out of extra precaution. Also, I might have tetanus because I was at Lowe's yesterday and I grabbed something that had a staple and it went through my thumb and I started bleeding. I didn't see any rust, but tetanus is one of my biggest fears.
I was at Menards the other day and I cut my finger on a box.
Is that because we don't know how to do
I don't know.
Home
I just picked
stuff?
I was like, wow, I really sliced myself here.
Really?
Yeah, and then I cleaned it out. I hope I'm okay.
That's how I tried to squeeze the tetanus out.
Yeah, and I think that's how that works.
And then I used some Purell.
By the way, what do you think Bruce Wayne's rabies shots bill is? That guy's got a million bats in that cave.
He doesn't have bats in the cave.
Yes, he does.
I don't think he does.
There are bats in the bat cave?
Yeah, there's no bats in the bat cave.
Okay, are you kidding me?
No. He's got a bat car, Batmobile.
Yes. Have you not
seen? And he has his butler.
Have you not seen any of the Christian Bale Batman movies?
Listen, Adam.
He falls into the hole, and there were bats in the hole, and then he found the cave, and there were a bunch of bats in the cave. Coexisting with him, with his technology. They were all down there.
Adam West is the only Batman that I recognize.
Well, okay. That is your fault. Harambe has texted in and says, St. Louis, we are the Atlanta Falcons, blowing a 20-plus point lead in the Super Bowl. That's not
No,
true.
That was when we didn't pick the trains. That's what he's talking
That's,
about. When we
okay.
said
that
the riverboat is the way of the future.
Back 150
old,
years ago or whatever.
The old confined north-south mode of transportation dependent on water. Yes, that's the way of the future.